this frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in for a high time today in the Word, and we had an awesome service all around yesterday at Island Community Church. You know, God's doing a great work at Island, and if you live in the area, I invite you to come by, take part in one of our worship services. I promise you, you will experience the presence of God as He is. He's there every week. Well, it's His sanctuary. He dwells there. And you're about to hear the sermon I just preached yesterday. Actually, this will play Monday and Tuesday. And here on WGOD Radio, we're alternating between the book of Revelation and what's going on at the church. And at the church, we're in 1 John. And more on that here coming up in a minute. First of all, I encourage you to download the app as well. That's WGOD Radio. You can download the app. You can listen in live on there. You can hear any one of these past programs. You can hear what's going on in the book of Revelation. You can hear one of these Sunday services. Also, another app is Island Community Church, FL, where you can watch the service live if you're unable to attend. But I really would love to meet you here at church Sunday morning at 10:30. Wednesdays, we will resume right after Labor Day. We're taking the month off in August for a much-needed rest. And we'll be back with the book of Romans, verse by verse, breaking out the blackboard. That'll be in September. Here in the meantime, today's sermon is entitled Jesus Christ, Our Defense Attorney. And it's right out of 1 John chapter 2, where John says that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So that's the main point where we're going to end up. We're going to go back in chapter 1 a little bit, talk about walking. Then we're going to look at Jesus Christ, our defense attorney. So let's have this intro play for both of these programs, Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back again Wednesday with the book of Revelation, looking at the next church in Jesus' letters to the seven churches. Here today, it's Jesus Christ, our defense attorney.
Having been justified by faith, listen to what he says. Here on this first day of August 2021, having been justified by my faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So many things people do to chase peace, don't they, out here today? There's only one way to get it. It's to be right with your Creator. The only way. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and He's just, or He's righteous, to forgive us our sins. Remember, that's the only thing God has amnesia with. Where's that in the Bible? Psalm 103, verse 12, and Jeremiah chapter 33. And that's quoted because the book, whoever wrote Hebrews, loved it so much, he quoted it too. Your sins and your lawless deeds, he says, I will remember no more. Think about that. When you believe and receive the man in the glory, God has got amnesia with your sins. Makes you want to shout, doesn't it, Sailor?
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. That's what I mean. Well, I come in here a madman for Jesus Christ. Those that have been forgiven of much, love much. Okay. If we can, let us try a third time to get through this text. A sinner. He is faithful, like the geyser out there in Yellowstone. But he's more faithful than that. And he's just, that is, he's righteous. To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from some all unrighteousness. If we say, look at that, verse 10. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. What an insult. After all that Jesus did on the cross, you're going to go up to God and say, no, not me. I'm not a sinner. No, you might be, but not me. What an insult to God that is. John calls you a liar. Don't you understand? If you deny that you're a sinner, then Jesus is nothing for you. He'll do nothing for you. He can't do it. Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I'm chief, that he was a Pharisee, followed every rule. He'll do nothing for you if you can't admit, God, have mercy on my soul. I'm a sinner. For those who say, I don't believe sin. I don't believe in sin. I don't believe in a higher power whom I am accountable. I'm not accountable to anyone. I believe in evolution, I've heard. Then you weigh more than the Empire State Building. You lug 16 tons and what do you get? You're all weighed down and you're deeper in debt. God told Ezekiel the prophet, the soul that sins will surely die. All right, let's move on to chapter 2 here. If you notice, there's no change in subject. To be honest, it's a terrible place for man to insert a chapter. Remember, chapters aren't inspired, or verse numbers. You know how verse numbers came about? Someone was riding a horse across Europe, and to kill time, he put verse numbers in the text. His name was Robert Stevens, and he did it in 1551. And that's where verse numbers came from. Why is everyone so shocked? Verse numbers aren't inspired. The Word of God is inspired, not chapter numbers. Chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you sin not. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, advocate, believe it or not, is a proper name for both the Holy Spirit. And it's a proper name for Jesus Christ. That's why if you have a New King James Bible, you'll notice the A in it is capitalized. Advocate. It's a proper name. The Greek word for advocate is the word paraclete or parakletos, which means called in. You all know what para means. I've preached it for years in here. Alongside of, called in alongside of. It's the Greek word for defense attorney, is what the word paraclete means, is what the word advocate means. Translated in other places in the Bible as comforter. Here's that word in action. John 14, 26. Jesus says, the comforter. Who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name? He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. And this, John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commands. I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter. Or allos, parakletos. Allos means another of the same kind. Not like heteros means another of a different kind. Another of the same kind. I will send you another comforter so that he, that's the Holy Spirit, may abide with you forever. So what's John saying here? Probably the greatest thing since sliced bread. If anyone sins, you and I have a defense attorney, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That's what he's telling you. The man who knew no sin. That's the man who's hit a home run at every single at bat he's ever had. Is your defense attorney. Defending you. As an attorney, he's never lost a case. As the Bible says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. If Jesus is not your defense attorney, that is, if you do not call upon him, then you stand before a holy God condemned. Jesus says this in John 3:18. He who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Wow, if that's you, if that's you, if that's you watching, oh man, you're in a heap of trouble today. Talk about the sword of Damocles hanging over your head. He who does not believe is condemned already, Jesus said. Jesus Christ is your defense attorney. What is a person to do? Well, first of all, if you're not convicted, then you'll turn the channel or leave. If you are convicted, it's because God loves you and wants you to change. If you're convicted of this, what's the Bible say? All who call on the name of the Lord, you hire him, proverbially speaking, as your defense attorney. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Right? With the heart one believes. How's that verse go? It says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You believe in Lord Jesus Christ on your heart. You confess with your mouth. Like Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men, him or her, I will confess before my Father which is in heaven. You hire the defense attorney by calling on his name, and he'll fit the bill himself. Paid in full. That's on the last words on my sermon. It's everlasting truth. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Right? That's what you got to do. You're in a heap of trouble, but you don't have to remain like that. If the Lord is calling you today, and if that's where you find yourself, if you didn't think you were a sinner, and if you feel like they say in Italy, agita, you got an itch that you just can't scratch, something's wrong. You feel something's wrong. See, God is knocking at your door. He's calling you to call on Jesus. Receive him and turn and leave your sins and old lifestyle behind. Repent. Metanoia. We said in the Air Force, what is it, Bill? And go in the other direction. Leave your junk behind. He'll obliterate your junk and he won't remember it anymore. Have a nice lunch today, people. That's good news. Praise be to God. That's right. I can't help it. I'm excited. Let's move on. Next up, this big theological word, propitiation. Big to spell, big to say, but not difficult to understand. The word propitiation means an acceptable sacrifice. And it's funny, it's the Greek word for mercy seat that sits over the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. The word for mercy seat and the word for propitiation are the same Greek word. That's worthy of a lot of study. An acceptable sacrifice. That means when God looks at the sacrifice and says, yep, that'll do. That'll do. Your blood, son, your blood will do. I accept your blood for the remission of the sins of not only yours, but the sins of the whole world. That's good news, church. That's good news. You also can read more about that. I believe it's Romans 3:25. If you want to write down another verse, it's not on the handout. It says, through whom he is a propitiation through his blood, I believe it says. Once again, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That's right. The last part of this verse is saying something that John would write at the last chapter in the book of Revelation. When John says in Revelation 22, he said, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Salvation is available to everyone on planet Earth, as many as the Lord our God will call. So he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not just ours, but for the sins of the whole world. But like I said, it's not automatic. Remember what we've learned. If we confess, if we agree with God that we're a sinner, agree with God over what we've done, and if we repent, if you're not called, then you look like the other 5 billion people running around out here in the world today, lugging 16 tons and deeper in debt. Okay, let's move on here to some more awesome threats from the Apostle of Love. Cool, I love threats. How about you? Hey, everyone is all depending on your degree of stubbornness. Am I right, Pastor? Some people God can say, oh, no, don't do that. And then there's others. Where do you fall? Where do you fall? Verse 3. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Wow, what a tough word from the Apostle of Love. By this we know that we know him. Now that word know is an intimate knowledge. Same word used for sexual relations in the Bible when it says someone knew someone. Same Greek word. An intimate knowledge of someone. Not just you read it in the paper, but you've got an intimate knowledge of someone or something. You've learned it by experience. Like I have learned that God is faithful. And I know, K-N-O-W, that God is faithful. Because I've learned it from experience. Right? By this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and doesn't keep his commandments, or we could say, he who says, I know him, but doesn't do what he says, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. He who says, I know God, but doesn't do what he says, is a liar. So what does he say, by the way? Right? He says, do what I say or keep my commandments. What does he say? What's the litmus test? How do I know? What does Jesus tell us? Okay. He says this. Now, some lawyer one day came up to Jesus and said to him, What's the most important commandment in the whole world? Jesus said, the most important commandment in the whole world is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Mark 12:29-30. The greatest commandments of all is to love God with all of you've got and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, on these two hang all the law and the prophets. Keep these two things and you'll be all right. Now, by this we know that we know him intimately. If we do what he says. He who says, I know him, but doesn't do what he says, it's a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know, here's that word again, by this that we know, by this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself to walk just as he walks. So there we go. We started with walking this morning, and we're going out with walking again. He who says or claims that he is a Christian, abiding in him, ought himself and herself to walk just like he walked. Now, there's some big shoes to fill this morning, church. Let me leave you, though, with this one thought. Just a reminder for how much you and I need Jesus this morning. Think about this. If the greatest commandment ever given throughout all eternity is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, then what would the greatest transgression be? What is the greatest sin and transgression in the galaxy that you could commit? Not loving God with all your heart, all of your mind, all of your strength, and everything that you got. You see, Jesus paid it all. This is why we come in here and shout and get excited over the Son of God and what he did. Because he paid our penalty. The substitutionary death of Jesus Christ is why we're here worshiping this morning. Jesus paid it all. He took all of our sins. God laid all of our sins upon him. And he's calling you and I to receive him today. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's pray.
All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not make it.
After all falls apart.